Iran's President Hassan Rouhani condemned the United States on Iran state television today. You should understand that today more than ever, the IRGC is popular and beloved among Iranians, Rouhani said. He goes on to call the United States the leader of world terrorism. This comes after the Trump administration took the dramatic step of labeling the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, or the IRGC, a terrorist organization. Jarrett Blanc is with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He led the implementation of the Iran nuclear deal under President Obama. What is unprecedented about this, Jarrett, labeling another country's military as a terrorist organization?
It's very narrowly unprecedented. In the past, the foreign terrorist organization designation has been used for non-state actors and not for state actors. But the IRGC, Iran, other aspects of the Iranian government are designated under dozens of other authorities, including terrorism authorities. So the administration is making a big deal about the exceptional nature of this step. It's kind of a piece with our policy toward Iran since the 1980s.
I mean, this announcement has come down. A lot of people are talking about the IRGC. What position does it occupy exactly in the Iranian military?
Well, it's a part of the Iranian military. During the Iran-Iraq War, which is really the formative political event, I think, of the Islamic Republic, it played a critical role in mobilizing relatively untrained, unequipped popular support to hold back Iraq. And it has expanded its role ever since. So it plays a role in domestic regime preservation. It plays a role in defending the borders. It plays a role in aggressively asserting Iranian interests in the region and abroad. And of course, it's also assumed a fairly large role in Iran's economy. I sometimes think that when people say the IRGC, they're really kind of using a shorthand that in the United States we might call the military-industrial complex.
Well, that's a really good point, because it's not just about the military security in Iran. The one thing I found when I was in Iran a couple of years ago was that something you did not discuss with anyone was the business interests of the Revolutionary Guard. So why is that such a toxic issue?
Well, because it's extremely unpopular in Iran. And so the IRGC has wanted, I think, to establish that position of power and hasn't wanted a lot of debate about it. I would also say that to the extent that there's a way to change the IRGC's role in the Iranian economy, it's got to be long term, and it's certainly not what the Trump administration is doing. I think that we were starting to see, and there's only anecdotal evidence of this, but I think that we were starting to see under the implementation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action or the Iran nuclear deal, the IRGC reducing its position in Iran's real economy, selling off industrial assets and, you know, putting that money into real estate or other things. And there's a reason for that, which is that when Iran is under very, very severe sanctions, there's a huge benefit to having a partner or an owner that's able to work in the black market or the gray market, and the IRGC does that. When Iran is under looser sanctions, but the IRGC is still sanctioned, which is what was going on under the nuclear deal, now you've got a real liability if you're owned or partnered with the IRGC, because if a European auto parts company wants to work with you, they can't. And so there's no longer the advantage of working in the black and gray market, and there's a huge disadvantage of being partnered up with a toxic entity.
A move like this, labeling the IRGC a terrorist organization, it's been debated for years. Why now?
That's a great question, and I'm certainly not plugged into the high levels of the Trump administration to be able to answer it. You know, it's been debated, I think, largely because, as almost a sort of semiotic point, it makes sense. The IRGC is a terrorist organization. But on the other hand, there are risks. There are risks that Iran might rise to the bait, which they have not done for previous provocations out of Washington, and lead to an escalatory cycle. There's also a risk that just at some lower level, a commander might see this rhetorical back and forth and say, hey, we've got a terrorist on the other side of the battlefield, whether that's in Iraq or Syria in the Gulf or elsewhere, and provoke a flare-up that neither side was really intending.
So, I mean, do you see this as any kind of pressure on Iran at all, a designation like this?
I do not think that it is meaningful pressure on Iran at all. The IRGC, the government of Iran, are so substantially sanctioned already that I don't see there being any new pressure here.
What are you going to be watching for next, Jarrett?
Well, again, I think that it's entirely possible that it just ends here. Both sides have made their point, and we move on with a bad but not deteriorating relationship. I think there's a big question about what this means from Washington. is this an indication that the hardliners in the Trump administration have won the debate and they're going to keep pressing until they create a crisis? Alternatively, is it an indication that they've lost the debate and this was just sort of a not particularly substantive sop that was thrown to them? Or finally, you know, this is an administration that has real problems with internal policy coordination. Is this just a decision in a vacuum that doesn't tell us anything really about what comes next with Iran?
Jared Blanc, a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He was the State Department's lead coordinator for implementing the Iran nuclear deal under President Obama. Jared, thanks for your time.
Thank you.